Day 432, Thursday, June 6th, 2 Kings 13 12 to 13, 2 Kings 14 15 to 27, 2 Chronicles 25 25 to 28, 2 Kings 13 12 to 13 NKJV. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Joash rested with his fathers. Then Jeroboam sat on his throne. And Joash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. 2 Kings 14:15-27. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash which he did, his might, and how he fought with Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jehoash rested with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then Jeroboam his son reigned in his place. Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And they formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. And he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah, after the king rested with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria, and reigned 41 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, and whether bond or free, there was no helper for Israel. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam the son of Joash. 2 Kings 14:15-27 NKJV. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoash which he did, his might, and how he fought with Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jehoash rested with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Then Jeroboam his son reigned in his place. Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And they formed a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. And he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses, and he was buried at Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah, after the king rested with his fathers. In the 15th year of Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam the son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria, and reigned 41 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of the Arabah, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw that the affliction of Israel was very bitter, and whether bond or free, there was no helper for Israel. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam the son of Joash. 2 Chronicles 25:25-28 NKJV Amaziah the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash the son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, from first to last, indeed are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, in Judah, Amaziah's acts now brought him into conflict with his own people, who conspired against him and eventually killed him in Lachish. The fact that Amaziah reached the city of Lachish on the border with Philistia, some 25 miles from Jerusalem, suggests that he may have been seeking sanctuary among the Philistines. Nelson Study Bible, note on 2 Chronicles 25:27. That the plot was not a move against the dynasty of David is clear from the fact that Amaziah was replaced by his own son Azariah, equals Uzziah, who had been co-reigning with him for over 20 years. The most likely theory is that the foul deed of murder had, ironically, been motivated by the desire to restore a pure worship of Yahweh to the kingdom. See 2 Chronicles 25:27, Merrill, Kingdom of Priests, pages 372,373, Reign of Jeroboam II. In Israel, meanwhile, in Israel, the continuing apostasy of the Jehu dynasty and the sins of Jeroboam can be seen in Jehoash actually naming his son Jeroboam. And this son, Jeroboam II, becomes the next king, the fourth king of the Jehu dynasty. He was co-regent with his father from around 793 to 782 BC and sole ruler from around 782 to 753. One of Israel's most illustrious kings, he enlarged the northern kingdom of Israel to its greatest territorial extent. However, Israelite society, in spite of its healthy appearance, was in an advanced state of decay, socially, morally and religiously. John Bright, A History of Israel, 1981, p. 256. Sadly, Jeroboam himself continued in the sins of his namesake, 2 Kings 14:24. Yet, in spite of Israel's idolatry, God was still incredibly merciful to his people. Through the prophet Jonah, God had recently foretold the restoration of territory just mentioned, verse 25. Incidentally, this gives us a historical context for Jonah's ministry in the book of Jonah, which we will be reading next. Jeroboam II was to accomplish a great deal during his long reign, and God left a major legacy through him. Sadly, Israel's spiritual standards had fallen so low that it would not stand for long as a nation. Despite the 40-year flush of restored power and prestige under Jeroboam II, Israel's first deportation by the Assyrians occurred only 20 years after his reign ended, just 2 decades after the peak of the northern kingdom, and Israel was subject to Assyria in even less time. America, having won the Cold War and feeling secure today as the world's only superpower, would do well to reflect on that. It should be noted here that the reign of Jeroboam II and subsequent kings of Israel are not mentioned in Chronicles. In fact, of the last 7 rulers of Israel, only one, Pekah, is mentioned at all, 2 Chronicles 28:6. And,